Welcome back to AK-209 After Dark. I'm Aiden Maloney. This, once again, Zach Sauer of Zach Sauer fame. Thank you for being back on the show.
Dude, happy to be back, man. I had a lot of fun last time.
Hell yeah, bro. We were hoping, essentially, to get on like a bi-weekly type schedule, because AK-209 is on a weekly thing, and I figure if this is more like a guest-focused podcast, we could do it like bi-weekly, have a bunch of different people on, but schedules happen. And in between illnesses and my forgetful ass, that just didn't happen last week. But we are here today to bring you some goofs, laughs, gaffs, guffaws. The word guffaw, by the way.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I've brought it up a couple times on the podcast with Kevin. Every single time I bring it up, he gets pissed off. Because he never heard the word guffaw before. And I'm like, first of all, how is that possible? You've been on the earth for 24 years. You've never heard guffaw. Like, granted, it's not daily lingo.
You know? No, I've heard guffaw. I think it was the plural that threw me off, because I've heard guffaw. It was guffaws. And I was like, an animal? Right.
It's like the phoenix. It's like, it's legendary. But yeah, every time I bring it up, and then this last time I was literally like, hold up. I'll pause the show and do research right now. To get the definition of the English word guffaw, and he's like, there's no way it's real. Like, are you fucking
dumb? Oh, it's definitely a real word.
Yeah, it's for real, for real. But that's just what we're bringing you. Of course, first segment of the show, Vibe of the Week, something fun, funny, wholesome, real. That's happened the last 7 days now.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh, you good?
I missed it. I fucking cup. I was like, that was fucking nasty. She's going, I'm in the background, just fucking...
Editing, I'll have to, like, zoom in on that.
Right. Just not right, to, like, little, ouch you. Little circle.
Right. Just, like, air horns pointing down.
Oh, yeah, you'll catch it.
But, yeah, something fun, funny, wholesome, real that's happened the last 7 days. Now, I don't want to say kind of been spoiled, but I've heard some rumblings. Some occurrences that may have happened last weekend in your life. And I thought they were kind of funny. But not to sway you that way, but the floor is certainly yours.
I mean, I got pulled over. So I've had my new truck for like 2 years.
Right.
Almost three. And the first time I ever, like last week was the first time I got pulled over in this truck ever. Coming home from the bar at like fucking midnight.
Right.
Now, admittedly, I was a good boy. I had three beers for like a 4 hour sitting. I was good. I was tight.
Pacing, yeah.
But, because, you know, we do other extracurricular activities when we go out.
On the side.
You know.
We call them side gigs.
We work a lot. We get bloodshot eyes. And you know,
exactly. It's the hustle.
I don't want anyone to, you know, I don't want to get the wrong idea. And it's an officer. You know, when you got red eyes, it's a bad day.
Yeah. You've been on that grind set. It's all mental, really.
So I was, like, totally ready to take a breathalyzer, not prepared for him to shine a fucking light in my eye.
Right.
But.
Lest bloodshottedness give away.
But so I passed my first fucking field sobriety test with flying colors.
My man.
So that was, I put that in like the real category.
Yeah.
Because like, I felt no danger. I didn't feel like I was going to jail, but my asshole did eat my truck seat. I was
a bit tense.
Yeah. Like. Not that I needed to be sober, but it will, like, any degree of not sober you are, that'll fucking...
Yeah. Yep.
You are awake and you are alert.
I still remember the first time, allegedly, this is a hypothetical story, listeners. Allegedly, this is what it would have been like had this were to happen.
From a friend.
A friend of mine did this.
This all happened in Minecraft.
Exactly. So, it's after, I think it was like a... It was like a 14-hour shift. Back when I worked at the donut shop, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it is boring, menial, mind-numbing work, right? And it was me, and I was the closing manager, and there was another worker there who I've been pretty tight with for a while. We were friends before we started working together. So it was all pretty cool. And... it was like this long ass shift, and she was like, oh, you know, want to come over to my place? Like, me and my boyfriend, we're going to set up a water pipe. Not that.
I was having trouble making the second hole.
Right.
But it kind of works. Just put it like over there. Anyway.
Not that, but they were going to set up a water pipe for strictly tobacco usage, of course.
Of course.
Naturally. And allegedly, there was something called dabs, which is remarkably concentrated tobacco oil. Okay? These air quotes are pretty heavy because this story is alleged, of course. And I didn't realize how strong it was because I had only done tobacco leaf before.
The tobacco high, that head rush.
Yeah, I know, right? It hits different, especially when it's a fucking oil. And I had like two really good rips. Really good rips. And I like felt it in my lungs and I'm like, oh yeah, that's in there. 10 minutes pass. 10 minutes pass, it feels like 2 hours. I'm like, oh no. I have to drive home. And this was the safest I ever drove in my life. I was so paranoid because of the tobacco, of course. I was so paranoid. I literally turned my stereo down because I thought if I drive by a cop, they'll be able to hear it. I was literally like 4 miles an hour under the speed limit, full stop for 3 seconds at every sign. I was taking the back roads because I'm like, ah, they'll suss me out if I'm on the main street. I'm shit. Like, oh my God. Like,
I remember when I started smoking tobacco.
Tobacco, of course.
I had that 12-inch sub in my car.
Oh, dude.
And you get, in the zone of driving.
Yeah.
Just, you know, zoning out.
Right.
Having that thing blast at like midnight going through downtown.
Yep.
I know, it turned it down.
Yeah, it hits different. I feel kind of ashamed, right, because I did, but I was legitimately paranoid. Like, I was actually, like, palms were sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
I honestly never get, like, that. That never happened to me, actually, smoking tobacco. Really? Yeah. Never, ever, with, like, driving around. I honestly was like, I have no desire to speed.
Right.
Like, I was like, yeah. I like it chill. Like, I just started smoking tobacco, and it got...
Right. This has got to be the title of the episode, Tobacco in air quotes.
Right.
These stories are all alleged, by the way.
In Minecraft. We'll play a lot of GTA.
Yeah, these are hypotheticals.
Because the GTA cops are just fucking assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm a good boy.
Actually, I always feel like the cops in GTA are, like, more understanding. So, like, fly through red lights, just going 150 down the freeway, and they're like, nah.
But they're not sexist. You backhand a broad on the street, dude, and they're on you like that.
That's true. That's true. They're pretty tight when it comes to that, which is respectable. You know, you gotta...
Versus like Red Dead, you know, when you can just backhand the chick that wants to vote for hours. I would never do that. I think women should... they're like, beep, section for... We'll be right back after right, these important exactly. messages.
To be continued. Oh, man. But yeah, just that story you were telling made me think of the first time I drove completely tobaccoed out. You know what I'm saying, at home?
I'm trying to remember the first.
It was such a unique feel. Like, that was the first and last time I've ever been paranoid. Not only from tobacco, but in general life. I've never felt like that before. And I haven't since, you know?
I get paranoid. It was so unique. I get paranoid every time, like, a man over, like, 5'10 stands behind me for longer than 3 seconds.
It's like, what's he doing back there?
Oh, butt tightens up a little bit. Yeah. Like, yo.
Sir? Like, you good, homie?
Like, stand up. Like, if you're hard right now, we're going to fight.
Right. Not in the fun way.
No.
Yeah.
No. You should always keep your penis to yourself.
Generally speaking.
Unless asked.
Unless, of course.
But then you got to give him a background check.
Right. We have to be safe these days, all right? Safety, consent, security, and mostly keeping it to yourself. If you're unsure.
You see, the thing is, you should treat your dick the same way you should treat your firearm. Basic rules apply.
Exactly.
Keep your finger off the trigger.
Yup.
Always treat it like it's loaded.
True.
And don't point at anything you're not willing to destroy.
That's so... clean.
Ah! Yes!
That's so concise and accurate.
I did not know where I was going with that analogy that when so it started. Good, that was rock fucking solid, dude.
You gotta have that faith in yourself. That faith in your improv right. chops to be able to land where you took off from. But that was good. I like that. That's a good analogy. I have to get that tatted on my back somewhere.
Right.
I guess my vibe of the week, I've been good. Usually I eat pretty healthy, right? Like, I usually eat, well, if it's a work day, it's different than a weekend day, right? Because then my eating has to coincide with my work because it's so laborious.
Yeah.
If I eat something too heavy while I'm working, I'm going to feel nauseous.
Oh, yeah, I get you that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, usually, like, what? I wake up at 5 or 6, usually 5. I wake up at 5. And then, like, I'll have a protein shake at, like, 8.
Yeah.
Protein bar at, like, 9. And I won't eat again until I get home at, like, 2.
Okay.
And then I'll gorge myself. But usually it's, like, healthy gorging. Like, I'll have a salad, a second salad, and then, like, some type of protein carb thing.
Yeah.
You know? I have been eating, like, a fatty fat fat recently. today, for example, it's fucking embarrassing. I had a huge plate of frozen taquitos just slathered with American cheese melted on top. Hot sauce, just like clogged artery as a meal.
Sounds like a tobacco kind of day.
It feels like a tobacco kind of day. Unfortunately, I'm a tobacco queen because of my job. But yeah, that's as much of a tobacco meal without, you know, being on the green stuff as you can get. So that's been dragging me down recently. But at the same time, it's like I've been a good lad for a while. I deserve a couple days of being a slob. I've earned them.
See, and then I'm like, I got such a bad diet. Like, the only time I ever really eat, like, real healthy is if, like, I take an Asian girl on a date to McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the difference maker for you?
Well, you see, she usually gets, like, some kind of chicken, and then I usually eat it.
Well, fucking
the fact that I got to draw that all the way. That was so bad.
I thought you were painting a story for me.
I can tell you what I did to the Asian girl in the back seat in the parking lot of McDonald's if you want.
It's called sushimi. It's another word for raw fish. Okay.
Yeah, it was cooked when I was done.
Friction equals heat. This is all very scientific. We're something of journalists, scientific journalists ourselves, in a way.
Oh, I'm real fluent, you know. Sashimi, tofu.
Fucking tofu. It's fucking soy paste. You big natto guy? You ever heard of natto?
Natto is on their over... on their over 180. You walk into some, like, happy rub and tug place. Doosh! I am natto.
You know homeboy does like, sumo on the side. It's like, this is going to be the best and worst massage of my life.
Oh, my God. You're right. Some big old Samoan girl walks in a singlet, arm sleeve, braids. It's
like, I'm scared. We need a safe word.
Manager peeks in his corner after every tug. Your whole body comes off the maggers.
Holy.
She's sitting here. You seem really tense in this area.
Gotta work this out. What a picture to paint.
Right? That'd be worse. Goes, lines up to go fucking give you your fucking, your rub and tug and does a little sumo thigh slap.
Immediately soft.
Right? Yeah. Right. Unless it's massage, it's because like the Cialis. I hate it happening.
Some fight or flight hits. It's like, ah, fuck.
Holy, do I have to shit. Fight to earn my tug? Like,
right. Oh, can I speak to the manager? Holy shit. Well... With sushimi on the mind, we'll be back in 1 second's time for language barriers. language barriers time. Time for language barriers. We go to everyone's Urban Dictionary source words that Gen Z and Gen A have created. They're sometimes clever, most of the time not, but they're most of the time funny. We're here to teach you. This is an educational lesson. And of course, you may be used to this from AK209 with me and Kev, but it's always good to have a guest host, a guest speaker on your educational panels, you know, because this is, this will be graded. You will be graded.
Have you ever gone through all of Kevin's aliases with them?
Like a handful. You know more of them than I do.
I know almost all of them.
You probably coined half of them.
There was Kevin, Bitch, Kaboner.
Kaboner's good.
No Poon, Oon Poon. Currently, he's on Kevius Curvius Cockius.
Kevius Curvius Cockius.
You know, like Gladiator?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
That's gotta
be like Roman. Dude, I was watching Gladiator on tobacco.
Of course.
And I heard, you know, I had Maximus Decimus, and then I'm looking at Kevin, I'm like, Kevius Curvius Cockius, done. Yeah, that's what he used on my phone currently. Power that's Bottom great. Boland was always a good one. That one's...
That's classic. Power Bottom Boland. I've changed his name in my phone for a while now. Usually it's just like something D's Nuts related, something along those lines. But recently I've called him Mr. Cider, which is of course short for Mr. Bustin' Cider. So
your dad's name in my phone is Mr. Boomstick.
Boomstick. That's pretty good. Urban Dictionary. So we tell you what the words are, what they mean, how to use them. Of course, this gives you the legal right to use this in front of HR, anyone on the C-suite, president of the company.
Children.
Laws abiding, of course, but
yeah.
I mean, the law is the law. You know who makes the law? Educators like us. So... we'll bend it for you.
The power.
Kill the younglings. Anyway, you want to present your word?
Yeah, this one isn't actually all that dirty. This one just kind of more so pertains to you.
Okay. Yeah,
a potato western. A movie Western tropes and stereotypes that is set in the country of Ireland or made by Irish filmmakers.
True.
Similarly to the way Italians would call a spaghetti western.
I've heard of that. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is like
every year. Irish people. Yeah, every year on St. Patrick's Day, my dad and I watch The Quiet Man,
which would be
a potato western.
I don't know if this qualifies as a full potato western, but you ever heard of The True Untold Story of John Kelly?
Heard of it, haven't seen it.
I think that could consider, it takes place in Australia, but John Kelly was a first-gen Irishman.
Right.
His dad was Irish, and it was more so based off of the Irish revolts against the British. Like, that was what John Kelly was doing. He was revolting against the British in Australia as an Irishman.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That might qualify.
That'd be pretty cool. Have I ever told you the story of my great-grandfather? How he got kicked out of Ireland? No. It's pretty good. I think I can tell this on the podcast. I think I can. So my great-grandfather, Thomas Maloney, which is my middle name, by the way.
We have the same middle name.
No shit. How am I just finding that out?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Fun facts. Same middle names. But yeah, my great-grandfather, Thomas Maloney, born and raised in Ireland, he worked for the IRA during the... Irish uprising against the British. And, of course, doing what the IRA did in that time, which I would call righteous. Some would call it something else. Once the dust settled, they kind of looked at his rap sheet and his, debriefings and whatnot. And they were like, hey, since this is now considered a time of peace... considering what you did, you have to leave the country. So he left Ireland and came to the U.S.
We're not going
to
court-martial you. But you can't stay. We thank you.
You can't stay. You can't stay. Yeah. So that's how I exist today.
Nice.
Is because he fought in that war and got kicked out of Ireland.
My great-grandfather had a similar occurrence in Denmark.
No way.
Except
really?
It was because he made better alcohol. He was just short. So for context, too, we do have some people in Europe, as you informed me last. Mm-hmm. For everyone that doesn't know, Denmark's like the size of the state of fucking Michigan.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. I'm probably, don't like quote me on that, but it's, we have several, like the average U.S. state is about the same size to bigger than Denmark.
Right.
So there's not a lot of people there. So to say he was making moonshine that was really good and that was cutting into the profits of, in essence, the government.
Of course.
Sounds like it's still a lot, like it's a big thing, but like it's also not that many fucking people.
Yeah.
So basically he had the best liquor in the state, right, for an American context.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he made, kicked him out. The lineage is, damn. I mean, we were Danish chieftains.
No way.
Yeah, we did some fucked up, yeah. My ancestors some fucked up shit.
Right.
Like, I got your stories of villages that we decimated. In like,
so
the
all,
old days.
All the fuck shit. And the thing that got him kicked out was making booze better than, like, Corpo and State could.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's nuts.
And was making more money than they could. Like, it wasn't even that it was better. It was that he was making more fucking money. They were losing money off of the shit he was producing.
That's nuts.
But, like, I don't know which one of my great uncles has them, but one of them has, like, the old Danish fucking jars and vases he was fucking distilling shit in.
That's cool. Do you have any, like, the copper pots or, like,
distilling? Nah, I didn't.
Damn.
My old man's the first grandkid, but he's the first grandson, but he's the son of the youngest daughter.
Oh, I see.
And then he's got two other sons. It was a big enough family that the sons and their kids get it first.
Right, like more traditional, like old
school. Honestly, on either side of my family, there wouldn't be either a whole lot of hand-me-downs or keepsakes that I would get directly.
Right.
My mom is the only, first and only daughter on her side.
Okay.
And my dad on our side. And my dad is the only grandson on his side, but born the youngest son of the family.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm going to be the one that's going to start the hand-me-downs for my...
Right, right.
You know, there's some shit I'll get.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, my, you know, with my big thing, you know, with me almost getting into the Navy, my Navy grandfather, I'm going to get his... I know I'm getting his saber, his naval officer.
Nice,
like,
dude.
His uniforms and shit, you know. Anything within their military jackets, right. I've gotten.
That's cool.
I've got, like, six of them from different family members just sitting in a little lockbox I got.
That's pretty
good.
Got wicked.
To read some cool shit, like, shit that the family didn't know about, digging into some of these records, yeah.
That's pretty wicked. I always found that strange, too, of, like... Granted, I don't have children, so family dynamics is something I only see from the bottom up.
Yeah, I get that.
Right now. But I never understood, like, the youngest child gets the least, or they don't get the first pick of stuff. Like, that seems so antiquated.
For me, I think...
like
I think some families are like that, where it's, like, based on the favorites.
Right.
There are other times when it's, like, this is a family heirloom. And, you know, you got 12 kids,
18
grandkids.
Yeah.
And then you get into situations where, like, you know, like, I have spent infinitely more time with all the great-grandparents and all the grandparents than my sister has.
Oh, sure.
So it's, like, I don't know. I never thought of it like, I want this when you die, because that's never really the thing.
Yeah.
But it was always, like, I would always be presented with, hey, would you like this?
Oh, okay.
Is this something, you know, it was... It goes down to the hierarchy of simply not first or second, but, like, the reason why I'm not going to get a lot of my mom's side, my grandfather on her side, and a whole lot of that stuff is because I'm not the namesake. He has a son who has a son.
Yeah.
He has a grandson that is a McDonald. So I might be the oldest grandchild, but I'm not the oldest McDonald.
Right.
It's not my job to carry on the name. My job is to carry on the Sauer name.
Ah.
And as a Sauer, I am the last one, but... I am the last one coming from the youngest branch off of that fucking tree.
Right.
So I looked at it as that. It's who got here first and who's got the name.
Yeah.
Because the other part of it too is which kid is going to carry it on. You know.
True.
Throughout all families, you know, some families give a fuck about legacies
and
heirlooms. So they don't have any. Some they have some. Some kids care about it and some don't.
Right.
You know. Some places it is just like straight up fucking. You know, you're written out of the will.
Yeah. Yep.
Shit like that. But yeah, for us, it's just yeah, it's always kind of been the natural. And if someone fucks up, like, my mother was not supposed to get her grandmother's diamond earrings. But her older cousin fucked up.
Really?
And not like, oh, you made grandma mad. No, like, you pissed off the family. You did some shifty shit. You weren't a good person. Yeah, you ain't. Now you're not getting that.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, you know, we're going to give these to the people that are going to care about it.
Right,
Like, my cousin Chad, he has no kids. The one that taught me how to hunt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Great dude. Will, you know, his legacy will live on with all of us.
Yeah.
But he can't have kids. Doesn't have any kids.
Right.
But I am the only one in the family that was a young whipper that he taught how to hunt. So, like, I'll get a lot of his shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that I want it. I love Chad. But, you know, so, like, in that context, who's he going to give it to?
Right.
Well, I'm your cousin, and I'm the boy you taught how to hunt.
That's true.
You know, it's one of those, fuck, your family, your blood, he knows I'll appreciate it.
You know, not only the quality time, but, like, and not only, like, the physical items, but, like, the knowledge and the skills passed on, that's equal in value, if not more.
The double barrel shotgun that he's got sitting in his cabinet, is the same gun that his dad bought to teach him how to hunt.
No shit.
His dad's gun. That's the same gun that I learned how to fucking shoot with.
That's cool, man.
So, like, you know, we have the old, so, like, right. There's those connections where, you know, yeah, in that case, he ain't got any kids.
Yeah. Damn, that's pretty righteous.
So yeah, think there's a lot of ebbs and flows with it.
Right.
Wow, that got fucking way the fuck up from.
I was thinking for a second. I'm like, oh right, it is language barrier. Shit, I don't care, man. It's our show today.
Right.
What are they gonna do? Stop us?
Yeah. Right. What are you gonna do? Right. Please watch.
Anyway. So yeah, smooch that subscribe button. What you got? The one I've got today is Froop. The text you sent me before you headed over made me think of this. I won't explain it, but this might give a hint. Froop, the opposite of a shart. It's when you go to sit down on the toilet thinking you have to poop, but simply you had to fart. Pass gas. So the froop. It does happen.
It does. Actually, it does. It does. And you're kind of mad when it does.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, I wanted to feel lighter and, you know.
Right. I'm like, I took my drawers off. I sat down. I got my phone out. I'm all ready to go.
The whole process has started and this is all I have.
I'm sitting here for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Yep.
Something's going to happen.
Maybe. Yeah. It is. It's not only irritating, but at the same time, it doesn't happen that often, right?
No.
Like for me, it's like maybe once or twice a month occurrence and I'm just like, what am I doing?
Dude, it's also, it's a fucking hemorrhoid hazard.
That's
true. If it's a good fart, you're going to give it a shove, you got another airman, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
So then again, I just punched my asshole.
Right.
I went from an innie to, I went from an innie to an outie. Prolapse.
We put the pro in prolapse. Let's go, team.
Okay, Kevin's next nickname has to have something with prolapse in it.
Gotta be something prolapse. Oh, it's going to have to be like a thinking game.
Something prolapse. Yeah. You guys got any ideas, fucking send them in.
Pucky prolapse? No. That only works if you know he's into hockey.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to think of something. This will be a think tank. We'll think of something.
Yeah. We might have it by the end of the show. Stay tuned.
That is very possible.
What you got?
Batty whack.
Batty whack?
B-A-T-T. Why?
Batty whack. Okay.
And this is simply a word to describe the sex position of anal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. I get that. I like that, actually. Because it's not... The way I'm interpreting it is you don't need to use Pig Latin, right? If you're around wee lads to convey these types of things. If you just have a whole different word for it.
I was thinking batty, it was just like...
Batty whack?
Yeah. I was thinking it was a good way to like get away with trying anal. Like, hey, babe, want to do some batty whack? What's that? Let me show you. Like, you know, make it like a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Which ultimately would turn into surprise anal.
See, we look at the silver linings. Batty whack brings us these things.
Want to try anal? Here's how.
Here's the nickname. It doesn't include prolapse, but it's got potential. Rainy Dick.
Which full stop. You just call him Rainy Dick.
You'll like the definition. This is by Poster Castrophix. Rainy Dick, a soggy micro penis. And that made me think. I was thinking.
It made you think of Kevin?
Well, that, yeah. That. Sorry, Kev. We love you.
Never apologize to Kevin.
The thing is, it's like.
That's the 11th commandment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the Ten Commandments, exactly. Then it goes 11.
They always forget to put one, like, on there.
Yeah, they didn't collect it after Moses threw them down, but it says, thou shalt not apologize.
Apologize to Kevin, yeah, with an A.
Right. You have to go to fucking confession now.
Right, sorry. 15 Father, Hail Marys.
Right, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. What'd you do? I apologize to Kevin. How dare you? Blasphemy! Right.
But it made me think, I'm like, first of all, that's sad. Talk to a doctor, they could help. Secondly,
if you have a micro dick or if it's wet.
That's the point I was going to get to. It's like, why is it soggy?
It's true because it's a micro dick.
Right. How did it get soggy? Is this like post-shower sog? Or is this like, did it become soggy through an action? And what was the action that caused that?
See, my next question is, we all know that balls sweat, but do dicks sweat?
I've never
examined my dick to see if my dick was sweaty.
No. Yeah. It's like, this makes me think I'm like halfway through.
Dude, you're going to be sitting at work in a forklift. You're going to be hot as hell. You're going to be like, cameras right now.
Peek down.
Nah, I shouldn't. And you're like, when am I going to be sweaty again?
Right. I have to take this opportunity.
And you can't do it when you're fucking, because then it's just going to be wet anyway.
Right, yeah. Then there's other factors causing what would be sweat. Yeah, it made me think, like, if I'm like, 15 kegs deep into, like, delivering to a bar or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold up. Give me a second.
Sitting there at the Y, starts doing squats, puts the fucking bar right back up, just gives one a good tuck.
For science, we have to know.
Does a dick sweat? I'm not.
A little live research. Because we know balls do. Testicles. They have to.
Does.
I don't know if they have to, but they sure do.
Sweat.
It's going to be in the Google search history forever.
Sweaty penis, also known as penile. Holy fuck.
Is it a condition?
Yeah, I think so. Sweaty penis, also known as penile hyperhidrosis, is a condition categorized by excessive sweating in the genital area. While sweating is a normal bodily function, excessive sweating in the penis area can be a cause for concern. It can create a moist climate for bacteria, fungi, and other germs, which can lead to infections. Men, beware of sweaty dicks.
Oh my god.
Penile hydrosis.
Hyperhidrosis.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god. Okay, so I feel comfortable saying.
I do not have a sweaty dick.
I do not have penile hyperhidrosis.
Oh my god. Wait for that. Wait for that ad.
Right.
Fucking. I have mesothelioma. If you or a loved member has been diagnosed with penile hyperhidrosis in the past 6 months, you might be liable for significant financial compensation.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Like it's also caused by asbestos or some shit. Oh my god.
Oh god.
You
were
loved when
we're stationed at Camp Lejeune between 19.
I've heard those stories too. Oh, so okay, right. So, boomers got mesothelioma. Gen X got lead poisoning. Sweet. Millennials and Gen Z get microplastics. So, does Gen A get penile hyperhidrosis?
That's the best out of those. If you're being honest, like if the worst thing you have is sweat and just clean it more. I mean,
true. I mean, I guess we don't know what microplastics
do. So the next question
yet.
Is, if you're uncircumcised, are you at a higher risk
for hyperhidrosis? Right.
If you got a scarf on there, does it just keep it?
See, it helps during the winter, but the summertime months.
Just got to poke it out.
To take a pickaxe.
God damn.
What we got, my man?
So this one just cracked me up because this isn't really even a definition or a word or anything. This is just someone decided to use this as a form to fucking bash their middle school teacher.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Mm. I like that.
Carol Waters.
Carol Waters.
Carol Waters is an obese middle school teacher who a lot of kids hate, but parents say she has the heart of a grandma, and she always looks like she's sunburned. Carol Waters is a bitch.
Jesus Christ. So, this makes me think. Some middle schooler out there, at some point, got an Urban Dictionary account and wrote that entry just to spite Ms. Carol Waters.
Yes, and I enjoy that because if you think about that, that's actually, this kid's a kid after my own heart. Because that's a personal victory.
That's true.
Because, one, you're anonymous. No one's ever known you did that.
That's true.
For that.
Yep.
And people, like us, people around the world have seen this.
Yeah. Now more will.
Right. Like,
more will.
There's a bunch of people who don't know anything, don't even know what this woman looks like.
That's true.
But obese, Carol Waters, you must be a bitch.
Damn.
It's Carol Waters. You're a bitch.
Ooh, okay. I like that. Here's my, not necessarily an olive branch, but for journalistic integrity, Ms. Carol Waters, if you're out there listening and you feel as if you've been wronged or you're thinking to yourself, I'm not a bitch, I've been good to these kids. Let us know. Give us your side of the story. We only have one side of this story.
If we get a Carol Waters to fucking reach out, I need a phone call that minute.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Dropping everything, I'm on my way.
Right.
We're going to talk about this.
We will, I already have a Twitch account, right, for AK219. We will go live with Carol Waters' reply if that does happen. That's nuts. The next one I've got here is the Rusty King Scorpion. Sounds kind of like classic Urban Dictionary right here. When a couple is fucking on the beach and the guy digs a small hole in the sand, the guy then sticks his penis into the sand hole and then puts it back into his partner. So the Rusty King Scorpion, by the way, don't do this.
No.
My advice. Personal, professional advice. Don't do this.
That's sandpaper dick.
That's sandpaper dick.
And then sandpaper puss.
That's like, yeah, exactly. That's like anti-ribbed for no one's pleasure. But that is the Rusty King Scorpion.
God, oh,
so
I, can't,
now...
I can't say this. I can't say this.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to edit this out. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, but
they could... They should have just called that a... I know you're going to have to edit that out, but fuck.
You will never know what he just said, but it was funny. You should have been there, really.
Again, I couldn't keep that in.
That's fucking, that's diabolical, bro. Holy.
Yeah, I definitely can't keep that in.
You got one more here for us?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do. Yes, I do.
I was about to repeat what you said, and I was like, I can't. I'm double editing. Holy.
Oh, all right. Let's see if I can pick.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this one's funny because it brings up Cialis, and we talked about that earlier.
Oh, we did.
This one's it's called a Cialis Bomber, and it's just to take an excessive amount of Cialis.
What's the outcome? You have a fucking heart attack?
So here's the sentence.
Okay.
Hey man, why don't both you and me have a little competition? We'll take 6 Cialis Bombers and go to the club. Whoever gets the most pussy wins.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that one, I have an alternate phrase for I'm going to go jack off now.
Oh, okay, let's hear that.
Fixing my chair.
Fixing my chair?
Yeah, when you got to whack off, but you can't tell anybody that, so you're
going to go fix my chair. That's funny. That's funny. I'm not a doctor. Don't take more than the prescribed amount of any medication.
something
4 hours, talk to a doctor.
Was it 4 hours? Because I was going to say 48.
That 48?
That ain't right, though.
Hey, doc, I've been hard for 2 days. I can't even clock into work. Holy shit.
Clock in, I just can't clock out.
Actually clocked in with it. Anyway, we'll be back for the closing segment, Burning Questions. We are so back for the closing segment, Burning Questions. We go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit, source questions people ask into the ether. Who best to answer them than the two omnipotent beings sat right in here in front of you? Because you've earned it. Some of you have earned it.
Some of you deserve it. Some of you, it's okay to be here. And the rest of you, you owe me.
Yeah. You owe us a subscribe and a like, and maybe share this with a friend.
Definitely share it with a friend.
Share it with your grandparents. I think this is the episode for grandparents, I think. Ask your grandparents about the rusty, was it the rusty trombone? What was it called?
Some of the scorpion.
I already forgot. I don't know.
I mean, fuck, ask them about Cialis. They might be able to... Is it 4 hours or 48? I can't remember. Yeah,
ask Grandpa. How long is too hard? First question here from user C Preference 8670. You get $100 million, but every time you see someone that you would smash, you have to say smash to them. And they say it's within a 10-meter radius.
Oh, easy. Done. Easy.
And that's 100 mil.
Easy.
That's, like, granted, you'd have, you know, X amount of, you know, embarrassment in public. But at the same time, 100 mil. You could retire. Your friends could retire. Probably 5 generations below you could retire. That's 9 figures.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's easy. That's easy money.
That's an easy sell for me.
Yeah. And honestly, you could even just turn it into a bit.
I mean, you'll get laid a lot more than you think to off of that, too. Like,
cause honesty's a virtue, you know?
They say that.
Well, but then again, you got to look at the flip side. There's a lot of people out there that don't even take the shot in the first place.
Yeah, but if I honestly, like, you shouldn't honestly look at someone and say, hey, enough middle-aged men have been in between your legs.
Jesus.
Past 10:30 p.m. that your pussy now qualifies as a hot and ready little Caesar's pizza. Like, I don't think you should say that to people. Like, you should lie. Definitely lie if that's your thought.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Like, you know, definitely don't tell a bartender that just pisses you off all the time that, you know, you know.
This is free advice. These are things not to say to people.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. So maybe don't say everything that comes to mind. I've actually had this talk with Kevin last time we were recording.
But he does say everything that comes to mind.
Yeah, that was the issue. He said something... I forget what the implication was, but he said something about women that I really didn't like. And it wasn't, like, that heinous. It was more so just like, wait a minute, that wording is very not okay. And I, like, brought it up to him while we're recording. I'm like, wait, do you know what you just said? And he's like, oh yeah, you know, I didn't mean it like that. And I'm like, did you think before you said it? And he's like, no.
That's the other problem too.
I just ask you to be careful with words, please.
Like, if you're gonna be honest, you know, and you know, you're gonna tell someone that you can see the cum of the last guy that you fucking sucked dick off of still on your tongue.
Jesus.
You should think that through. You know, make sure you don't fuck up any of those words. You got your sentence fluid and clear. You know, if you're going to be honest, do it. Or, you know, don't.
Or don't at all.
Or if... keep doing it.
Jesus Christ. This is not the advice episode. Anyway, I'll take the 100 mil.
You know, just keep doing it. So I'll take the 100 mil.
It's like on the side. Secondarily, yeah, I'll be rich now.
Oh, just beat your kids.
Next question.
You were waiting for me to say something.
Like, bracing myself now. From user AdNorth1932, what movie traumatized you as a kid?
Ooh.
The first thing that came to my mind, and I still haven't seen it all the way through, The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Every time. And of course, I like the first couple times I saw bits and pieces of it. Like, I was a wee lad. I was like 8 or 9 or something like that. Maybe even younger than that. And every time it got to the flying monkeys part, I bounced. I left the living room. I'm like, nope, this is not for me. I still have not seen that movie front to back today. That one got to me. The first time I saw Paranormal Activity, I was way too young for horror movies. And I slept with a nightlight on for like 2 weeks.
Paranormal, I was like 13 or 14 for Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
So like, it didn't fuck me up. I mean, to the point where like, I only thought about it at night and when I left, when I had to move.
Oh, word.
Or like, if I heard something else move, I'm like,
yep.
Because what fucked me was that I can't see it. This is something that you can't see.
That's true.
That can clearly fuck with you.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Mine, God, mine's like so much bitchier.
Oh, really?
And like, no one's going to know it.
And oh, it's like out there? I remember
the name. It was like Bridge to like Terabitha or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
And this is so fucking like off, like totally. But it fucked me up because this dude was like these kids. And this, like, I guess the story ends with this boy and this girl, and the girl goes off into these woods by herself, and the log they would always cross fucking broke, and she fucking dries and drowns in the fucking river, or in the creek.
Right. Damn.
I was like, probably seven Damn. Or eight, and I was like, and like, the whole movie's like, not like that.
Right.
And then this just happens, and you're like, hey, hello, whoa,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That one, like, that was the first movie I remember where I was like,
damn,
triggered like an emotional response.
Right. That's nuts. I'll have to see if Aiden in editing can suss out what movie that is and put like a little poster of it up. Next question we've got here from user Prize Article 2. You have $5,000 for every day you are in prison. How long do you sentence yourself for? And they specified it's your typical run-of-the-mill state prison.
It's like U.S. prison.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, if the answer is a gulag, you can keep the money. I ain't gonna make it an hour.
Nope.
$5,000
a day is a pretty good quantity of money. But, like, how many days of freedom... Hypothetically, like a week. I feel like mentally, I could last a week. And then, you know, that $5,000 times 7 days, that's $35,000. And I just lose a week of life. I think I could do that. And then that would give me enough money to not have to worry about my car dying.
See, my problem is, my arrogant ass will go 10 years.
I was immediately thinking, I'll do some time. I'll do some quick math for you. Okay, so 10 years, so that's 365 days times 10 years times $500 a day. You're looking at $1.825 million.
But that's good pay for 10 years. But here's my thing, but I have to preface that with, I would almost ask someone, like give them that number, and then say, would you do 10 years in prison? And ask someone who's already done time.
Oh,
and not like a year, like five or more.
Right.
You know, would you do a length of time?
Yeah.
Because as soon as I was like 10 years, I was like, but I bet you ask anybody that's done fucking 10 years, and they'd tell you to keep the fucking money.
They would take the 10 years of their life back, right?
But for the gab, I'd say I'd do fucking 10. I'd say if I do well, and I can be like, you know, like a shot caller, I get linked up, and I can survive.
Right.
I'd do a minute. I'd be there for a minute. Is my thought. But again,
right?
I've never fucking been to prison.
That's true.
Because then you got to survive racial shit. You got to survive the fucking guards. You got to survive bull queers. Mm. You know, guys trying to fucking force them on you.
Right.
You know, like there's the joke. The question's good, but there's all the other shit. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm just in jail. Well, no, you're in jail with fucking everybody else. Dude.
Right, right. The other people, that's the issue.
Yeah, and in the question was like, you know, how are you gonna survive? That's a good question because you got, you know, survival is the thing.
Right, here. Right. Not only survive physically, but mentally too.
Yeah, right.
I think a week is a nice healthy spot.
That's probably way more realistic than fucking.
You
10
could
years.
Even do a couple weeks and maybe get up to six figures. which makes me believe I did my math wrong, and it was probably meant to be like 18 mil for your equation.
Okay, in that case, back up.
Yeah.
Hold on. In that case, I might revert everything I just said.
Let me do my math again. So 365 times 10 years times $5,000. Yeah, it's 18.2 mil.
I'm doing the 10.
You doing 10? I'm doing the 10. Yeah, I did my math wrong.
Get out at 35, bro. Get out at 35 with 18 mil.
Retire.
No, and knowing that's what I like. Because that's what at that point, that's what that is. I'm doing 10 years in prison, and then I'm retiring.
Right. That's your work, right. Damn.
Now go to him and ask him. Now ask these comments and say, would you do it for 18 fucking mil?
But then again, that also means you could do 1 year for 1.8 mil.
No, give me the 10.
Give me the 10. Yeah. Yep.
1.8, I can make some shit happen if I get lucky and you play your money. At 18, you got to fuck that
right
up.
Right.
I'll walk out with 18.
Yeah. 18. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I have the mental fortitude.
I think with 18 mil, I'll pay for my therapist.
Pay for every therapist.
Right. I'll buy a new brain after 18.
Right. At that point, you're 35, 10 years from now. They probably have little... At that point, they have
right, that's what I'm
to
saying.
Your mind, like, fix all the chemicals.
Like, I'm good, yeah.
The final question
uh-oh
we have for you today from user YTYTYTE.
Whitey.
Hey, Whitey's be like. This person asks, how does one flirt? So apparently this is Kevin's alt account.
Yeah, right? I was like, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, Kev. I committed another cardinal sin. Like, that's the 11th commandment. My bad.
Kevin Sr. going, wait, how do you tell me how.
I think, granted, I was never a master at it. I just got lucky. But I think what works is confidence and the willingness to swerve. You have to be good at improv. Confidence and improv works well. Like, improv is not just for comedy. It's, you know, it's for life. It's about ensuring you're flexible in social situations. And I think that is wildly important because, you know, maybe this person you're talking to doesn't have the same exact interest as you. It doesn't mean the conversation has to end there. Like, showing genuine interest in what they're interested in means they're more likely to show interest in what you're interested in. And that's how you get a deeper connection and conversations continue and, you know, something the listeners couldn't see, but an action you can probably imply. I would say that's how it works. Like, confidence, improv, flexibility, and a willingness to, you know, show genuine to show genuine interest in other people.
Yeah, I agree. Be sensitive. Be kind.
You're over here playing fucking charades with the viewers. The listeners can't see what you're doing. I'm not gonna verbalize.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna verbalize what the
so
viewers
you
lick saw.
Both of your thumbs, and then separate the labia.
An important thing for the individuals out there attracted to women.
Foreplay.
Foreplay and understanding that yes, the clitoris exists.
It is real.
It is real.
It's a real place.
And where to find it.
In fact, it is on a map.
It is.
It's been charted.
It's been charted.
By a guy named Live Gonzo. Sorry, Live Gonzo. Dude. Fuck, kids not fucking dog fart.
Dog what? No,
Brazers charted it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of porn sites that fucking kids under the age of fucking 20 would know. Because Love Gonzo's like circa like, now I'm like showing way too much of myself right now.
Yourself, bro.
Whatever, I was fucking 12 in 2012.
Right.
It was just this weird. 2012 was this cutoff where they quit putting vintage porn onto Pornhub and it was all new porn shit. But for like the first, like, you know, couple years of my life of watching porn, God, this is so fucking like. You get older shit. Every once in a while, this fucking dude, like Live Gonzo, was this fat ass guy with like an 18 inch fucking dick delivering pizza in a box. It was fucking. Or pizza in a box. Penis in a box.
Right.
I don't know where the fuck the pizza went.
Right. how disappointing. Like, if you do that in real life,
how disappointing would you be?
I was going to say, it's like, first of all, that's a crime. Don't do that. That is indecent exposure and sexual harassment. But.
I put my dick in a box.
Exactly. Like, you put your dick in a box, like, someone's expecting a pizza.
Like, outside of Christmas, and they it's just bad. It's just bad.
Right. They just get raw cock. It's like, well, I was fucking hungry, and just now I'm
raw
just.
Raw cock.
So, yeah, it's like, looking uncooked. It's like, what are we doing here?
I ordered a pizza.
I was hungry, and now I'm even less horny than before. Shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how you flirt. Put your dick in a box, get arrested for indecent exposure. Serve your time, 10 years, come out with 18
mil. Yeah, right,
mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get 18 mil and then flirt. Exactly. Do that. Yeah, I have no advice on how to fucking flirt. I mean,
yeah.
So what you do is...
What you do for... Of course, you told this story once. What you do to flirt successfully is you ghost bust with with your friend in a cafe. And then when you exit because someone barged in because your friend who you're ghost busting with forgot to lock the door, you chat up the lady that busted in and say, hey, it's not what it looked like. And then she makes some logical leaps that are maybe less than kosher, but you still run with it.
Text your buddy to walk out with a limp, you're good. No, I mean, normally, so like, what you do is you perch up on a chair, you make a mating call, and then you just present your member. And it's either yay or nay. I mean, I don't really.
Right. No. I feel like there's certain situations where that's also a crime. So just be aware of your local laws.
I mean, you can smack around with a hammer, you know, some duct tape. The internet's a thing. No, it's mail one in. You know, I mean, shit's like $250 out of the Ukraine. Plus, you know, like shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling, of course, they never include shipping and handling.
No,
it's like fucking batteries. It's never included.
It's more like $267 when it's all said and done.
I know. That's not a bad rate. You know, flat rate shipping.
Yeah, I mean, for, you know, going across an ocean in a war zone.
I know, right?
It's not bad. Not bad. I mean, they're eager to get the fuck out of there, so you know, it's cheap.
Yeah.
What are good avenues for flirting? Can I?
Bad advice, the segment.
How do you flirt? I mean, if you're asking someone how to flirt, you're already kind of fucking up.
That's true. Just be yourself, but better.
Yeah, right. Like, be yourself, always tell the truth, and lie all the fucking time.
Exactly. Truthful, liar.
Right. How much money do you make? A lot. Where do you live? A mansion. What do you need right now? I'm going to go fix my chair.
Like, you know. I'm going to go fix my chair. we'll see Cialis bombing tonight.
Right? I'm going to go take six Cialis bombs and watch Glamour Girls. I'm going to see what I can finish first. Is Bulla Ice Cream or me?
I tell you about my Lord and Savior, the Rusty Scorpion. Anyway, we thank you for watching and listening. Zach Sauer, excellent to have you back on.
Thank you.
My man. We will hopefully going forward be doing this bi-weekly, so hope you're enjoying watching because it is very fun to make. The bits that you guys don't get to hear once we hit stop record... You gotta be there. It's just one of those things. You gotta be there. Anyway, thanks for watching. Bye.
Yeah.